As we heard today through scripture and this poem from Carol Penner, read eloquently by Eileen, the disciples and others around Jesus were witnesses to Jesus' life, ministry, death, resurrection, and even his ascension. Through the reading, we overheard the conversation the disciples had while walking to Emmaus. As they walked and talked, we are reminded how easy it is to lose sight or to lose hope in Jesus. After Jesus' death, the disciples were devastated. They had hoped that Jesus would live, would do something, do anything to live and continue his ministry, continue his friendships, and continue his unending conversation of love. These were the witnesses to the good news we read about in the Gospels, and even these witnesses sometimes forgot or didn't understand Jesus' teachings, and sometimes they even lost hope. The witnesses finally realized the man they had spent the day with on their walk to Emmaus, the first Easter, was Jesus when he broke bread at the supper table. They were brought out of their trance of grief and disappointment. This interaction gave sight and voice that Jesus' resurrection is not the end, but the beginning of a new mission. Jesus declared, "You are witnesses." They finally knew they were truly the witnesses of something larger than they ever could have imagined. As Jesus ascended into heaven, the disciples for the first time worshiped and praised him. They learned once again from Jesus' teachings, and they had hope and passion in whatever was to come next. Today we are witnesses to the words we read and the works we see. We lose hope sometimes, just like the disciples. We lose hope because in our lives, we are pushed to our limits. We lose hope because the world around us seems to be in chaos. The things that were norms are no longer respected. We learn that history has played tricks on us. We see suffering over and over again, and we feel helpless from such a distance. And then, just like the disciples, we are reminded of Jesus' life, death, ministry, and the new covenant through the breaking of bread. And we have a little more hope. Today we are celebrating World Communion Sunday. Christians around the world will receive Holy Communion during these 24 hours. Some will receive them and receive the elements in secret because they aren't able to practice Christianity. Some will receive these elements in a different way because their churches have been destroyed. And some, like here, will receive as we have every day in the last few Sundays that we can remember. Each of us will remember. We will remember we are witnesses of Jesus' works. We see Jesus' works in Joe Kennedy as he speaks about the least of these in the House of Representatives. We see Jesus' works in the pantries across the country, including the one here at University Church. We see Jesus' works in activism. We see Jesus' works in the Syracuse Peace Council. We see Jesus' works in the CNY Solidarity Coalition. We see Jesus' works in the sanctuary churches that are working together to find a safe place for undocumented folks. We see Jesus' works in jailbread ministries. We see Jesus' works in flood buckets. We see Jesus' works in UMCOR. We see Jesus' works in McMahon Ryan Advocacy Center. We see Jesus' works in Friends of Dorothy, just to name a few. We are witnesses, and are reminded of Jesus and his ministry each and every time we see his works and break bread, especially here together in community. Jesus told us how to be a disciple. The disciple is to witness, to share the story, share one's own faith story, and share the love of Jesus through action. Jesus left, but he didn't leave. As Boehner Jr. says, Jesus left the disciples even as he was blessing them. He declared, "You are witnesses." Well, what will we do with this statement? Will we continue Jesus' call upon us? Are we ready to be disciples? Will we reread the Gospels with a new disciple's eye? Today, as we break bread together, let us remember Jesus and the new covenant of hope, of grace, of forgiveness, of love, and of new life. As Christians around the world receive Holy Communion, let us remember Jesus offered hope to the hopeless, people just like you and like me. Remember, Jesus declared, "You are witnesses." Amen.